Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 29 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this series runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, we've doubled up on The Great Deep series as both podcast and vlogcast now, and it's a creative exploration of themes and ideas that dive a bit deeper into themes from the music. Well, I've been thinking a lot about New Year's resolutions, one of the big cliches being health and fitness at the start of January every year. I've written a blog about it, and if you check the show notes, you'll see a link to it. The statistics in South Africa show that 31% of men and 68% of women in South Africa are obese, and 13% of South African children are classified as obese. So I've been thinking about this for a while, but it all officially started while waiting in an aisle to pay for groceries. You know those magazines, the ones with Photoshop six packs? Well, I bought one. Yeah, I dug deep into my resolve and my wallet, and I fished out R49.95 for this month's Men's Health edition. Now, this particular edition came with a mini booklet called Abs for Life, complete with workouts, a diet plan, and info on how to get the midsection you always dreamed of, quote unquote. Why, you ask? Well, besides trying to benefit my wife, the only reason I have any aspirations to bear resemblance to a Greek god is because, well, it seems like a noble thing to do. One of the main things is not spending so much money on junk food. That money could be used to help local charities, for example. Plus, the advantage of exercising every day is that you die healthier. And besides, most guys I know seem to be aspiring to six packs rather than the whole barrel. So I resolved that I was going to get a set of abs so tight you could play tunes on them. I mean, how hard could it be? I thought to myself. I signed up at the local gym and assigned certain parts of my week to the new regimen. Most of the problem with gaining abs for life is psychological. I mean, I knew that inside me there was a thin person struggling to take over, but I could usually sedate him with three slices of cake. The problem was that my newly acquired handbook actually encouraged the takeover of the skinny persona. And do you have any idea how hard it is to allow a thin person to take over? Yeesh. So at the gym, I met a rather large middle-aged woman who seemed to empathize with how hard it was to get fit, particularly the jogging routine on the treadmill.
"You simply must do some things," she told me. "I stopped jogging because my thighs kept running together and setting my panties on fire."
I refrained from asking questions. I was, however, impressed at her resolve. Many South Africans talk about getting fit, but here was a lady who was actually getting on with it.
"You are doing a good thing by exercising now, while you are young. You must never be like me," she continued. "When you get old, it's hard to be thin because now my body and my fat are very good friends."
I make a mental note to chain myself to the gym for the rest of my life as I begin my workout under the watchful eye of my gym instructor. First, we start with cardio, which, according to my handbook, should be, quote, an easy 10-minute run, unquote. Phew. Easy run. That's an oxymoron if ever there was one. Interesting, a mate of mine says he's allergic to running, as every time he attempts to do it, he breaks out in a sweat, gets really tired very quickly, and he finds he has trouble breathing. Funny. It somehow rings true. After I've exercised every last bit of energy in my body, it's time for some free weights. My gym instructor, 6'4" dude with peroxided hair and numerous tattoos all over his arms, hands me a 20 kilogram dumbbell. "Curl it," he says. "No, you only need one arm." Trying to convince him otherwise is a fruitless exercise, as the guy obviously has no measure of what it means to feel real pain. You know that you have had a good workout when you get into the car afterwards and you can barely turn the steering wheel. Gym is probably the safest option in terms of a workout. Jogging on the streets in South Africa is generally ill-advised, as muggings do happen. In other countries, you'll probably end up shoeless. Here, you'll end up naked and with multiple knife wounds. If you're lucky, you'll just get shot, which is easier than having to go and file an affidavit at the police station. Naked. Be that as it may, I do jog on the streets more often than you'd think. And I justify it on the basis of, number one, my shoes aren't worth that much. Number two, my sweaty clothes would be enough of a deterrent. And number three, this is my country and I can flippin' well go for a run on the streets if I want to. And anyone who begs to differ will have to catch me. I'll be fit in no time. Well, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed this, and check out other episodes, leave a comment, and join the discussion. And until next time, get on or stay on the healthy treadmill of life, and keep pondering the great deep.